Sports and recreation programming is sponsored by Delta Hotels by Marriott Minneapolis Northeast. Learn more at marriott.com/MSPDE.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're going to do a weather update next hour for you, and you'll have some weather here at the news break as well. But first, Nate Weck is with us for your weekly sports and rec update. And what else could there be but high school basketball?
Yeah, here we are, Nate. Welcome. Tis the season, I guess you could say. This is for sports fans in South Dakota, this is almost like your Christmas to New Year's type of stretch. So yeah, it's a fun time if you're a high school basketball fan. It started obviously last week with Class B girls. We saw a buzzer beater in the semifinal round. A little different this year because there was only one tournament the first weekend of the state basketball championships, Class B in Huron. But yeah, it was a lot of fun, and it was kind of cool from my perspective just because I only had to worry about one tournament. Right. So what was going on in front of me was – I could just soak it in a little bit better, and it made it a lot of fun. And there was a lot of excitement in the air with DeSmet, Ethan. High school basketball kind of took over the town of Huron for a few days, which was kind of fun to see.
All right. So it's not unusual to be dealing with a little bit of weather this time, but the teams came in early. They're planning for it, and everybody's set as far as we know.
Yeah, as they say, the show must go on. Yeah. And they knew luckily, with this snowstorm, meteorologists were ahead of it, and they knew that this was going to be coming. So teams made arrangements. A lot of them went to their destinations yesterday. They have practice schedules today. And yeah, so I would say for as far as the teams go, officials go, things like that, everybody that is playing this weekend is already at their destinations, and they're ready to play ball.
All right, so let's talk about one of these teams and focus on, because somebody's got a pretty great tradition, and even I, who am still learning about the high school basketball scene and the history, already know about St. Thomas More.
Yeah, that's this was a story that pretty much told itself. We were going out to Rapid City for another assignment, and this was something that we were looking at on the schedule, a few of us at SDPB, and we said, you know, since we're going out to Rapid City and it's February, maybe we should swing in to St. Thomas More High School and just to chat with them a little bit and see what they put in the water. Because for those who maybe missed yesterday's show, Steve Toom did talk a little bit about it, but St. Thomas More has 5 straight state championships. Wow. In girls basketball in Class A, which is something that, you know, there's been a lot of elite programs when you think of girls basketball in South Dakota. You know, the Fred Tibbetts teams of Sioux Falls, Roosevelt, Wakanda's had some very good years. And then one other team that we're going to talk about here too is, you look, St. Thomas More, 5 in a row. One other program has won 5 in a row for girls basketball. Armor did it from 1983 to 1987. So right now, you look at the all-time list of consecutive championships in girls basketball, and there's just 2 teams at the top of that. And guess what? St. Tommy More is in the state tournament starting tomorrow in Sioux Falls. So it's going to be exciting. And, you know, this isn't supposed to put pressure on St. Thomas More or anything like that by any means, because they are the 5 seed coming into this year's tournament. They're not favorited. They've had struggles throughout the season. Steve talked about it yesterday. They've had some injuries. But it's time to sit back to, regardless of how they perform Thursday through Saturday, it's important to look back and appreciate what they've done. Right. And that 5 in a row is something that maybe we see every week. Yeah. 30 years, if we go back and look at the math when Armor did it last. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And don't count them out.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and that's the thing, is a lot of the times some of these teams that you see them have a lot of championships on their resume, yes, they'll experience some hiccups, but it's how they respond to those hiccups. Yeah. And St. Thomas More is one of those programs where they've had struggles in the past. If you look at these last 5 years, only one of the seasons was a perfect season. So They've had those hiccups, but they've played right at the right time, and that has basically helped them achieve these 5 straight state championships. So back to our visit to Rapid City,
right,
and to St. Thomas More.
Water,
yeah, let's. So we asked Brandon Candle, and we said, you know, there's has to be something here. What is it like, first of all, to win so many? And head coach Brandon Candle told us this.
You know, when I think of it now, it's been a really fast ride. you know, and then I try to look back at how it may have started, you know, what were the things that got us to this point. And, you know, I some questions I just can't answer. I'd like to know. You know, I think there are some consistent things that helped us get here.
So there's some, so very, a little vague, mm-hmm. But he had kind of talked about it too, about how, you know, and even off camera said, you know, I just, some days I'll still just wake up and go, whoa, yeah. How did this happen? And it seems like just yesterday we were winning, you know, the one in 2014 that started the streak. So yeah, it's just really,
that feels really genuine to me though.
It does. It does.
You know, it doesn't feel like, oh, I'm not going to tell you what we've been doing. It feels like a, you know, even I have a deep sense of appreciation
right.
for the magic of this as well right. as the work that's going right. into it. Yeah.
And he's very humble. Yeah. He understands that he's a very small fraction of what it is, and that ultimately it's the right. girls and the performance and their hard work and dedication to performing well that leads to the success of the program. So to transition into one of the players, his daughter's a senior on the team. Steve mentioned it yesterday. This is one of the injuries that they had. She tore her ACL okay. very early. So picture her being, you know, she knows nothing, you know, her 3-4 years with the program, I'm starting with an eighth grade, all she knows is winning championships, and now as a senior, tears her ACL, isn't going to be able to help her team on the court, and being the daughter of head coach Brandon Candelin. So, and she did talk to us a little bit about, you know, how, you know, it is a bummer deal, and I still think about it, and it's sad that I'm not going to be able to help contribute during games on the court with my teammates. But because of her experience too, she's also sort of taken that coaching role, and we've seen this before with some of our stories with girls that get injured that are maybe upperclassmen, yeah. is they turn more into like that sideline, that extra coach that you can have, that another set of eyes for the coach. So we did talk though a little bit about this legacy that St. Thomas More has with Alex, and we said, what is in the water? Can you tell me what keeps your mentality of being a Cavalier strong on a year-to-year basis? And here's what Alex Candelin had to say.
Coaches always start the season, the new season, with you didn't win anything yet, you're a new team. And so I don't know if that pressure necessarily gets to us. It's more of the, like, you step into a gym, and most of the time it's an away gym, and it's just like, okay, we got to bring our A game. Like, all these people came out to watch.
So a couple things here.
Yeah.
Number one, the coaches reset. They try to reset everything after.
Yeah. You didn't win anything yet.
Exactly. I know you guys are excited about what this team did last year, yeah. but this team that you guys are right here today, you haven't won anything yet. You need to go out and prove yourself every day in practice, every day on the court, to everybody that we are St. Thomas More and we are going to bring our A game. There was one other thing she said, and I don't know if it was necessarily picked up on, but she said most of the time it's an away gym.
Yeah.
If you look at St. Thomas More's schedule on a year-to-year basis, about 65% roughly of their games in a season are road games. And they schedule a lot of trips across the state to play, like your West Central, your Lenox, your, you know, some of these teams on the east side of the state, rather, and even playing up a class. You know, sometimes you'll see games against in the Double A area, which is exciting to see. And it's just a way of them kind of pushing themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think that also speaks to maybe their success at the state tournament, because what is a state tournament? It's not your home court.
Right.
So if you're a team that's used to playing away from home, you're going to be more comfortable in a location that is away from St. Thomas More right. High School. And I think that, too, has maybe – I'm not going to say that is the reason, but that yeah. might be one of the factors.
Do teams have control of their own schedules like that?
For basketball, they do.
Really?
Football, okay. they do not. Uh-huh. Football is a little bit different beast when it comes to scheduling. It's something that the ADs and things like that work on when it comes yeah. to basketball.
So there's some thought that goes into that.
There is, yeah. and there's these, and you know, we see it too every year, but you know, end of December into January, these classic events that they got at the Corn Palace, at the Pentagon in Sioux Falls, right. and things like that. And you'll see St. Thomas More putting themselves onto those schedules to play in some of those bigger featured types of games. And ultimately, you know, it'll help build confidence to some of your younger players, or, you know, gains confidence with everybody, but it it's good, I think, experience too for some of the younger classmen that maybe haven't experienced that type of thing.
Right. And then you've got the teammate aspect of it in the sense that when you're on the road and you're on the bus, that team has a chance to sort of gel as a group as
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
Because you get to spend that time away.
And that's how those road trips, yeah. you know, with any activity that, and, you, yeah. and your daughter, I'm sure, can even speak on this too, Lori, with, you know, with the 1X Play Festival.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And
that's
and
the
just
one you
being
don't want to miss because you get to go on the road.
Exactly.
Just being,
and there's something about being on the road. Yeah. That's different than just, all right, well, let's get to practice. We have a game at home tonight. I'm going to go home and change clothes and grab something to eat quick before our game. Yeah. There's just something different about being on the road, and that's where those relationships are built.
Right, right. All right, so St. Thomas More is going to play. Let's talk in our last minute here. You know what? Let's make sure we get how people can watch these games, because with the combined tournament, with games in the arena and in the Premier Center, how do people tune in?
Okay, so flat across the board, every single game of all five tournaments is going to be available this weekend on sdpb.org/basketball. So if you're in an area where you're like, I don't get this channel, I don't get this channel, I don't get that channel, you can watch any one of the games online. Every single one of them is available online. Where it gets a little iffy is the television schedule part, because the AA tournament in Rapid City is a combined with girls and boys, and the same with the A tournament in Sioux Falls, that's also combined. So how it's going to work is, if you look at the schedule, if your game is in either the, if it's in Sioux Falls and it's at the Premier Center, it will be on television on SDPB2. If it's in the Sioux Falls Arena in Sioux Falls, it's only going to be available online. Same goes for Rapid City. If the games in Rapid City are in the Barnett Arena at the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center, those will also be available on SDPB1 TV. The games that are in the Ice Arena of the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center will only be available online. The Aberdeen tournament, that's pretty simple. It's all online at sdp.org/basketball, and it's all going to be on television on SDPB3 TV.
All right. And those SDPB crews are out there, rain,
they're
sleet,
snow. They're setting up today.
They got there. The trucks are ready, and they're ready to play on the courts and ready to bring the coverage to you live. So Nate Weck, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Lori.